أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. We've been looking at Surah Al-Baqarah, and in particular section 8, which is about smart investments and Ayat al-Kursi. And we divided this section into 5 parts. In the first part, we saw a sort of preparation for Badr, where there was a directive to fight for the truth. A fight really to rise against oppression in life and live an independent life. And Allah gives the various parables, including the story of Talut, Jalut and Dawud. In the second part, we saw that all prophets were role models and they were ranked by divinity. We could not be selective as nations of the past were. And in essence, all prophets came with a unifying message, and this was the message of Tawheed. And we saw this awesome message in part 3 in Ayat al-Kursi, which is known as the chief of the ayat of the Qur'an. When the prophet was asked, what is the best surah of the Qur'an? He said, Al-Baqarah. When he was asked, which is the best ayah of the Qur'an? He said, Ayat al-Kursi. Once we understood this concept of Allah, we saw in part 4 that there is expounding the two attributes of Al-Hayy and Al-Qayyum. Al-Hayy is the living, in other words, he who is the source of all life, and Al-Qayyum, the maintainer of life. We saw 3 parables, the debate between Ibrahim and Namrud. We saw Uzair and how he walks through the town where the roofs have caved in, خَاوِيَةٌ عَلَىٰ أُرُوشِهَا, and he says, how will Allah bring this back to life, and how he's put to sleep for 100 years. And then we see Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam as Khalilullah saying, Ya Allah, show me how you give life to the dead. And we find the cutting up the 4 birds, putting them on 10 mountains, and then calling them. So with this preamble, we have actually understood what life and death is about, and that it is in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so with that belief of understanding that there is a life beyond this life, there is an akhirah, we now come to the section which looks at long-term financial investments. Human beings, very rightly so, will not part with their wealth just like that. It's what they've spent their whole life doing, and so they will invest it in that which they think will give them the best of returns. And in this section, which spans from Ayah 261 to Ayah 274, there are a couple of other ones before which we looked at, we find 3 types of investments. The best of investments, which I will call smart investments, the worst of investments, which is the exploitations of human beings, and then in the middle, we find the directives for halal loan transactions or business transactions. And all of these deal with parting with money. It's quite easy to remember because we have 15 ayat that deal with smart investments. 4 dealing with the worst of investments and 4 dealing with loan agreements. So 15, 4, 4. We're going to start off with the smart investments. So the first one is in ayah 245. مَنْ ذَا الَّذِي يُقْرِضُ اللَّهُ قَرْضًا حَسَنًا فَيُضَاعِفَ لَهُ أَضْعَافًا كَثِيرًا. Who is there who will give Allah a قرض حسنة, an open-ended loan, so that he can multiply it for him many times over? This is a loan with no strings attached or conditions for its repayment. In fact, the best loan is that which is forgiven. And in many, many cases, the most valuable is one's time and energy. It's not only talking about goods or wealth. And Allah says the rewards are manifold because they echo the generosity of the Creator. And as the giver's generosity increases and expands, it becomes second nature. And this elevates the human being to get closer to the divine nature of the all-giving, the generous, the merciful. And he adds by saying, وَاللَّهُ يَقْبِضُ وَيَبْسُطُ. It is he who takes, who makes less, and he who expands it for you. وَإِلَيْهِ تُرْجَعُونَ. And to him you shall be returned. And then we find in Ayah 254, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَنْفِقُوا مِمَّا رَزَقْنَاكُمْ مِنْ قَبْلِ أَنْ يَأْتِيَ يَوْمٌ لَا بَيْءٌ فِيهِ وَلَا قُلَّةٌ وَلَا شَفَاءَ. Spend before the day when there is no bargaining, no friendship, nor intercession. So in day-to-day transactions, we bargain, we befriend, and we intercede. But this will be a day when there is no more redeeming action. And he says, Mimma razaqnakum, spend out of what we have provided you. It's not even yours. And then the third one in Ayah 261. مثل الذين ينفقون أموالهم في سبيل الله كمثل حبة أنبتت سبع سنابل في كل سنبلة مئة حبة. Allah reinforces this virtue of generosity with a sort of parable. He says, the parable of those who spend their wealth in the way of Allah is like that of a grain growing 7 years, 100 grains in every ear. وَاللَّهُ يُضَعِفُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ. He says, Allah just multiplies. This is basically saying, your one becomes 700. And then the 700 get multiplied by another 700. And it just goes on and on and on. Saying you will never be able to comprehend the return. But it needs real belief in investing. Because the return is difficult to measure in the immediate realm. And then in Ayah 262, الَّذِينَ يُنْفِقُونَ أَمْوَالَهُمْ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ ثُمَّ لَا يُطْبِعُونَ مَا أَنْفَقُوا مَنًّا وَلَا أَذًى. Those who spend their wealth in the way of Allah, then don't follow it up with impositions and hurtful words. They are the ones who will get this reward. So the act of giving cannot have strings attached. It cannot be with imposition or hurtful words. And there's a peculiarity about these two ayat. It says, fi sabilillah, in the path of Allah. Now the path of Allah is the Prophet's mission, the path of tabligh, the path of the education of deen. And often when we contribute to a cause where it is not easy to measure the return, we tend to want to impose our will. And this is what these two ayat are talking about. Now let's look at Ayah 263. قَوْلٌ مَعْرُوفٌ وَمَغْفِرَةٌ خَيْرٌ مِّن صَدَقَةٍ يَتْبَعُهَا أَذًى وَاللَّهُ غَنِيٌّ عَلِيمٌ. Good words and forgiveness are better than sadaqah, better than charity, which is given followed by hurtful words or by injury. Now here the word used is sadaqah, which refers to all sorts of charity. But if charity causes harm, then it's only contrary to its purpose. What we're being told here is that even if you have a dispute with the person you have given charity to, let it go. Do not hurt them. Do not follow it up by anything hurtful. Forgive them. Ayah 264 gives another parable. He says, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, O you who believe, La tubtilu sadaqatakum bil manni wal adha. Don't invalidate your charity by hurtful words and by impositions. Like the one who gives his wealth to be seen by men, to show off, and does not believe in Allah in the last day. And then Allah gives a parable. He says, the parable is the one of a rock on which there is a layer of earth, a very shallow layer of earth. When heavy rain falls, it becomes bare. So you may have seen it as a beautiful garden, but when rain fell on it, that shallow layer of earth just washed away and there was bare rock left. That's the example he gives of one who may give to charity but then imposes his or her will and also follows it up with hurtful words. The next ayah is beautiful, Ayah 265. He says, وَمَثَلُ الَّذِينَ يُنْفِقُونَ أَمْوَالَهُمْ وَابْتِغَاءَ مَرْضَاتِ اللَّهِ. Now the one who spends his wealth seeking solely just the pleasure of Allah, and وَتَثْبِيتًا مِّنْ أَنفُسِهِمْ, and that which strengthens his self, because the essence of his self is from divinity. He recognizes the attribute of generosity. كَمَثَلِ جَنَّةٍ بِرَبْوَةٍ أَصَابَهَا وَابِلٌ فَآتَتْ أُكُلَهَا ضِعْفَيْنِ. He said it's like a garden which is on a high plain. So the altitude is high, it's high up. And when rain falls, it produces twice as much of a harvest. And even if there's no heavy rain and there's light rain, it's enough. Wallahu bima ta'maluna basir. And Allah sees what you do. The imagery provided is absolutely phenomenal. And he continues to say, أَوَدُّ أَحَدُكُمْ أَن تَكُونَ لَهُ جَنَّةٌ مِّن نَخِيلٍ وَعَنَابٍ تَجْرِي مِن تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارُ لَهُ فِيهَا مِن كُلِّ الثَّمَرَاتِ. So he says, imagine, would one of you like to have a garden of palm trees and vines with streams flowing beneath it, with all kinds of fruit? And then he says, وَأَصَابَهُ الْكِبَرُ. And the person who owns this garden becomes very old. وَلَهُ ذُرِّيَّةٌ ضُعَفَاءُ. And his children are weak. In other words, very young children. So they can't look after this investment of yours. Then he says, فَأَصَابَهَا إِعْصَارٌ فِيهِ نَارٌ فَاحْتَرَقَتْ. Then comes a dry wind. And that wind brings about fire, or there's a fire. And this fire now consumes everything. It actually destroys your whole investment. And then he says, كَذَلِكَ يُبَيِّنُ اللَّهُ لَكُمُ الْآيَاتِ لَأَلَّكُمْ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ. In this, Allah makes signs very clear to you, so you may reflect, so you may think. What he is trying to tell you and me is that he's giving us the example of just investing in the dunya. He's saying you will have worked your whole life building up this garden. And then this garden will all be burnt away. It'll go away. With death, that is the end. So think about it. If you invested in the garden in the akhirah, no fire can consume it. It can never be destroyed. So basically the ayah is telling you and me that you do not invest only in the dunya. Invest in both. In essence, human beings are communities who don't build up spiritual strength, or who do not see far, who do not see way beyond the dunya, will eventually be effaced, will eventually be destroyed. If we really think about it, and we look at the investments around us that we have, and look beyond it, look 100 years on, and you will see there will be somebody else who will be living in the place we're living in, somebody else owning that which we thought was our whole life's worth. That is why he says, فَذَلِكَ يُبَيِّنُ اللَّهُ لَكُمُ الْآيَاتِ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَفَكَّرُونَ. Now the next ayah, 267, is sort of a summary of the preceding ayat. It says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, O you who believe, أَنْفِكُوا مِنْ طَيِّبَاتِ مَا كَسَبْتُمْ وَمِمَّا أَخْرَجْنَا لَكُمْ مِنَ الْأَرْضِ. Spend of the good things that you have acquired and what we have brought out for you from the earth. And don't intend to spend from what is bad, which you would not take yourselves. So the gist of the message is, in order to give, you must earn, and you must earn that which is right, which is halal. And don't give that which is bad, that which you would not have. Sometimes when we give to charity, we give that which we do not want. That doesn't work. And he gives us the reason why we do that in the next ayah. He says, أَشَّيْطَانُ يَعِذُكُمُ الْفَقْرَ وَيَعْبُرُكُمْ بِالْفَحْشَاءِ. Shaitan threatens you with poverty and urges you to excess and bad stuff, detestable actions, while Allah promises you forgiveness from Himself and abundance. Shaitan creates anxiety and insecurity and fear for sustenance. In essence, fearing a loss of provision is denial of the merciful Rabb, who has promised sustenance, goodness and generosity for all creation as long as they fulfill their contract of trust and submission to natural divine decrees. And then in the middle of this, in ayah 269, he says, يُؤْتِ الْحِكْمَ مَنْ يَشَاءُ وَمَنْ يُؤْتَ الْحِكْمَةَ فَقَدْ أُوتِيَ خَيْرًا كَثِيرًا. He grants wisdom to whomsoever he pleases, and whoever is granted wisdom has been given much good. So the word hikmah is derived from hakama. It's that bit which is placed in the horse's mouth to control the horse. Like a horse, a wise person is controlled by his wisdom. And here it alludes to the fact that it's only the wise who will invest in the long term. And then ayah 270, he says, وَمَا أَنْفَقْتُمْ مِنْ نَفَكَةٍ أَوْ نَذَرْتُمْ مِنْ نَذْرٍ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ يَعْلَمُهُ. You know what? Whatever you spend or whatever you vow, Allah knows it all. He has awesome record keeping. He knows exactly what you have given. He continues to say in ayah 271, إِن تُبْدُ الصَّدَقَاتِ فَنِعِمَّا هِيَ وَإِن تُخْفُوهَا وَتُؤْتُوهَا الْفُقَرَى فَهُوَ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ. If you give charity openly, that means you make it public, it's okay. وَإِن تُخْفُوهَا, and if you conceal it and give it to the poor, it's better for you. In other words, it's trying to say, if you make charity public, if it serves as an example to others to follow, then that's okay. But hidden charity is more noble because it protects one from the danger of vanity which may occur when charity is made in public. And then in case we forgot who we are giving to, in ayah 272, he says, وَمَا تُنْفِقُوا مِنْ خَيْرٍ فَلِأَنْفُسِكُمْ. Whatever good you spend, it is for yourself. وما تنفقون إلا ابتغاء وجه الله. In essence, you should only spend to seek the face of Allah, to seek the pleasure of Allah. And then he says, وَمَا تُنْفِقُ مِنْ خَيْرٍ يُوَفَّ إِلَيْكُمْ وَأَنْتُمْ لَا تُظْلَمُونَ. And whatever good you spend will be paid back to you in full, and you will not be wronged. So a guaranteed investment by the Creator, you will be paid back in full. Now, who is the charity for? That's Ayah 273. We talked about fi sabilillah, which was in the path of Allah, in other words, the mission of the Prophet. Now, this expounds on it. It says, it is those, lilfuqara'i alladhina ukhsiru fi sabilillah. It is for those who are poor, who are totally immersed in the mission of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. لا يستطيعون ضربا في الأرض. They are unable to earn a living because they have committed. In other words, they've completely committed themselves to tabligh. He says, يحسبهم الجاهل أغنياء من التعفف. The ignorant person thinks they are rich on account of their not asking. تعرفهم بسيماهم. You can recognize them by their mark. In other words, you'll be able to read on their faces that they're in need. And he continues to describe them. He says, لا يسألون الناس إلحافا. They will not ask or beg from human beings. And he continues to say, وَمَا تُنْفِقُ مِنْ خَيْرٍ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ بِهِ أَلِيمٌ. Whatever good you spent, Allah knows it. Then the final ayah of smart investments, ayah 274, where we find those who are in constant giving mode, the spontaneous, generous heart, the awesome individual. الَّذِينَ يُنْفِقُونَ أَمْوَالَهُمْ بِاللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ سِرًّا وَعَلَانِيَةً فَلَهُمْ أَجْرُهُمْ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ وَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. Those who spend their wealth by night and by day, secretly and openly, they will have their reward from their Rabb. And again, that success, they will have no fear and they will have no sadness. Inshallah, we'll continue with the summary of the smart investments, the worst of investments, and then the loan agreements in the next talk.